This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Barnes is our guest, and he is representing a major FDA whistleblower from inside the medical system that witnessed the greatest fraud ever in a major vaccine rollout as they tried to suppress the data that Gates admitted that 80%+ get sick, including myocarditis and heart attacks. So Barnes, continue laying out this huge information, and when is the lawsuit in the Western District of Federal Court here in Austin going to get filed?
This is extraordinary information, and she took great risk by coming forward. And the reason she did it was because she was horrified that they were going to experiment on kids now. So we're going to file suit for the Children's Health Defense in the Western District of Texas early next week, maybe sooner, as soon as the FDA fully and formally makes its announcement that it's done partial stages of it, that the emergency use authorization has been approved for the purposes of injecting five-year-olds with this experimental drug, for which they have completely inadequate data on either safety or efficacy for a virus that simply does not pose meaningful risks to children in that age group, and that they have failed to articulate a standard as they're required for measuring the safety and efficacy of the drug, for measuring the risk of the virus, for measuring the risk of the vaccine. And particularly the long tail, long-term risks are, of course, overwhelmingly on children because they have the longest life expectancy. So there's great dangers to this drug over time. The FDA admits they don't even know the full scale of it. Instead, they're just going to experiment on children. And that's why she came forward, because what she witnessed was shocking. It was a helter-skelter environment where every basic measurement of safety and efficacy was completely eviscerated and ignored. This is someone who spent two decades in the clinical trial context, auditing the records to make sure they're done properly, overseeing it to make sure it's done effectively, done in a way that is scientifically conforming. That means you have what's called blinded studies, so people don't know who is getting the vaccine versus who is getting the placebo. That means everything is done in a proper manner in terms of measuring the medical record data information. That means you get certain baseline data before you inject the vaccine or the placebo, and then you're able to measure it afterwards to know what effects the vaccine has. That means the person is being monitored in live time after they receive the injection to make sure you detect any things that occur, because when people pass out, other things, they may not even know what's happening. It needs to be constantly, continuously monitored. In addition, of course, you have to have basic safety and efficacy in terms of privacy of medical records and making sure you dispose of things like needles appropriately. If you're not even disposing of needles appropriately, which is what was happening here, needles sticking out of bags, if you're not even properly managing the privacy of medical records with people's records stuck on the wall for the janitor to watch, to read, let's look at Susie's sexually transmitted disease right up there, that kind of thing. If you're not even at that level of safety or efficacy, if you're not even at that level of protocols and procedures, if you're not even at that level of safeguarding critical and essential information, you can guess what the medical record data looks like. They didn't even get the baseline data. They didn't even record it. They didn't even note it correctly. When they got caught doing that, what did they do? They falsified the data. They fabricated the records. That's what they did instead. They weren't even monitoring people right after they received the injection. They were left in the hallways unmonitored. They weren't even recording properly a whole bunch of adverse events that were taking place, including severe adverse events in response to the vaccine. It wasn't even blinded. Everybody knew who was getting the placebo versus the vaccine, which completely throws out the scientific utility of a clinical study, particularly a stage three. This was a stage three Pfizer clinical study to measure the efficacy of the primary vaccine being distributed for COVID-19 to the entire world. And they didn't even have basic elementary safety, security, scientific standards to measure it. And that is why it is so dangerous that it is now being imposed on young children as young as 5 years old. The FDA did not even articulate a standard for measuring safety and efficacy. They should have done an individualized stratified test. They didn't. They don't even have, they ignored a bunch of relevant data. They hid a bunch of other pertinent data. This is a constitutional abomination. This is a public health disaster. And that is why this whistleblower is going to be filing a declaration in support of a suit by Children's Health Defense against FDA to stop these illegal, illicit activity of...
Incredible. This is the biggest disaster in human history. Stay with us.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaid as you touch the distant beaches.
What a time to be alive. Alex Jones Show here. Robert Barnes is with us. He is working with Robert Kennedy Jr. and a major whistleblower. And he is down here in Texas, or has been in Texas here 3 weeks ago or so while he was getting ready for this, telling me it was coming out, telling me it'd be a huge story, biggest whistleblower ever. And it is. And now it's hitting the news. They're having real trouble trying to spin this. Oh, there was a few problems with the studies. No, they were finding the same numbers that Gates admitted 16, 17 months ago of over 80% of people having adverse reactions, including myocarditis and even death, and the attempts to suppress all of that information. You can see on screen the clip we've been talking about if you're a TV viewer. So, Barnes, for folks that just joined us, recap this huge news and then get into other angles of this for the public, like how's the power structure going to cover this one up when it's clear that they premeditatedly knew what this would do, knew it would attack immune systems and cause autoimmune problems and attack the heart, and that's why the rest of the world won't approve these so-called mRNA vaccines. And we have the inventor of the technology a year and a half ago saying don't do this, and we have the former head of Pfizer, chief scientist, saying don't do it, and we have the Nobel Prize winners for virology saying don't do it. I mean, it's not like they didn't know, don't pour 5 gallons of gasoline on yourself and light it. I mean, they knew exactly what they were damn well doing. So why did they do this? Why with the Deepwater Horizon? Did all the engineers say, if you don't pump concrete into the drilling hole and drill a 30,000-foot hole, when it hits a big gas pocket, it's going to blow up? And they said, and it's in the court transcript, we a $46 billion company, we do what we want. That's a quote in the movie. That's a real quote. We a $46 billion company at the time. So why are they doing something thousands of times bigger than that, attacking our children? What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I think you have a multi-layered agenda. You have a, you know, for Pfizer, it's simple. It's making money. They're making record profits. They have no risk and all reward. And all they had to do was keep this silent, what was taking place, what this whistleblower spotted. Again, a year ago, reported it to Pfizer and to FDA a year ago. That was detailing these extraordinary deviations and basic procedural violations of core safety mechanisms for measuring the safety and efficacy of this drug. The data is as contaminated as it can be. The data is utterly unreliable. There is no reliable, trustworthy data based on this whistleblower's report that this vaccine is safe and effective at all. The reality is the real clinical 3 testing that's taking place is in live time on every American and every person in the world that's taken this vaccine. They're the clinical test study. They're the experimental subject. They're the guinea pig. Because the actual clinical testing didn't conform to basic elementary standards from measuring safety and efficacy. They weren't properly recording adverse events. They weren't properly monitoring people. They weren't properly getting baseline data. They weren't even properly keeping the vaccine at the right temperature, while needles were sticking out of bags and people's patient records were sticking out of the walls. This was a complete disaster with under-the-table payments to disguise what was taking place and to illicitly, fraudulently fabricate the data and information. Consequently, we should never even be thinking about forcing this into five-year-old children for whom this virus poses very little to no risk. And if people want to understand the broader agenda afoot, just look at who Bill Gates is and what he's been preaching for 10 years. And there you can see where the roadmap is and where the roadmap is going. And it's not a roadmap ordinary everyday Americans have any interest in, and we have to continue to push back as people have.
Well, Robert, I know this. What we're witnessing is incredibly historical, and now they're not just talking about saying five-year-olds and up are authorized. Now they're saying we want to start going down to two and up and then to newborns, even though they admit no newborns ever gotten sick from this. They didn't have three or four comorbidities, like serious deformities and you know, things like holes in the heart. It's just over the top. And then we see other studies coming out. Here's a major study out of the Department of Molecular Biology, the Wergreen Institute, Stockholm University, one of the top 10 in the world, a huge, giant study. I read the thing last night. Took me an hour, gave me a headache. And I went and cross-referenced it. There's a bunch of other studies saying the same thing. SARS-CoV-2 spike impairs DNA damage repair and inhibits VDJ recombination in vitro. And they went on to say the vaccine itself creating the spike protein causes a chain reaction in the body, causing cells to not be able to replicate and or become cancerous. It's unbelievable. There's a big article on Infowars.com about it from Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Science horror. Vaccine spike protein enters cell nuclei, suppresses DNA repair engine, will unleash explosion of cancer, immunodeficiency, autoimmune disorders, and accelerating aging. And I read the whole thing. It's true, and they know it, and they're doing it. I mean, this is like Moonraker. This is depopulation. This is it, Barnes.
Well, I mean, Bill Gates has always been basically a James Bond villain. Look at the data Matthew Crawford is putting out. He is showing all these countries, showing a lot of, like, throughout Asia. Look at the Southeast Asia. Look at the death rates from COVID. And then look at the death rate after the vaccine is introduced. And the death rate skyrockets in key age groups all in every single one of those countries. Go back and think about the soccer player that dropped dead, or almost dropped dead, right in the middle of a game during the European Championships. It wasn't long after he got the vaccine. There's other soccer players that are suffering severe medical injuries. We now know about tennis players, NBA players, people that are in the prime of their lives suddenly suffering severe debilitating injuries, sometimes death, after they've taken the vaccine within a few weeks of taking it, sometimes within days. So it raises major questions about what is really going on, and what's going on is that fundamentally we're being treated as chattel. I mean, as Bobby Kennedy pointed out, it's practical enslavement, where our bodies are not owned by us anymore. Our bodies are owned by the state. Our bodies are owned by the corporations. Our children are being owned by the state and by corporations.
And Barnes, that is unacceptable. You're right. When they first started pushing this 20-something months ago, they're like, it repairs your DNA. It's magical. Then we went, hey, it alters our DNA. That's dangerous. They go, oh, no, it doesn't touch your DNA. There's an article, you know, bragging about it. Now they've spun that back, and now we learn it actually destroys our DNA. I mean, this is crazy. Out of all the things they could have injected us with, they inject us with something that destroys our immunity and gives us cancer. I mean, this is insane.
I mean, and it fits a long pattern. I mean, there's no history of successful coronavirus vaccines in over a century of trying to develop them because of the nature of mutations and variations. There's no history of a successful mRNA vaccine. These were both massive experimentation being done on a massive scale at a massive stage on human beings. I mean, that's Sergey Aguero. That's one of the greatest soccer players in the world. Not long after he takes the vaccine, suddenly he has heart issues. Are we supposed to keep pretending these are coincidences? I run into more and more people who know somebody hurt from the vaccine severely, then they know of someone hurt severely from the virus that wasn't already facing on, you know, knocking on death's door. You know, almost nobody knows someone that suffered a severe injury from the virus that was young and healthy. Almost everybody now knows somebody who suffered severe injury from the vaccine. And the risk of this vaccine was its long tail risk. We're discovering its short-term risk is off the charts.
I totally agree. What about Trump? He's hurting himself with his base. He's got to get ahead of this. He doesn't have much more time. This whole house of cards is coming down. He got lied to by Fauci to come out with these shots. Trump's got to extricate himself out of this right now.
Well, it's what DeSantis said the other day. DeSantis said, you know, you're talked about when you're in a recession, when you're in a depression. And he said, you know, you're in a recovery when Fauci's been fired. Well, we will know we're in a recovery when Fauci's behind bars. That's when we'll know we're in a recovery. Trump has got to recognize the mistakes that he made, turn the corner, turn the page, and start to address it and embrace the populist direction that the country is moving in. That's what the election showed yesterday. Even New Jersey is tight because there's so much populist anger at this agenda. The vaccine, the Virginia governor Republican candidate came out and said he would oppose all vaccine mandates 3 days before the election. He surges, he wins. So we now know.
You know, Barnes, I know you got to go, and I got another guest coming on, but we've got the Rittenhouse situation. We've got the. I really need to get you back on. Do you have any holes you could pop back on today or tomorrow? Or can you come on during the war room today?
Tomorrow's good. I'm free most of tomorrow.
Set him up tomorrow. I want to get your Rittenhouse take and the election stuff as you're spot on. Thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
J. Beatty is our guest. He was on with us again last week, but man, I've had a chance now to see at least the first two parts of Tucker Carlson's extremely powerful miniseries on Fox Nation that's now been seen by millions of people. And that, of course, is The Plot Against the People. And we have the editor and owner and founder of Revolver.News, Dr. Darren J. Beatty, a former professor of political science at Duke University, who went on to serve in the White House as speechwriter and advisor on policy to Trump. He is now founder of Revolver.News, and he's one of the leading experts in the world on false flags. We actually have some ongoing false flag stuff here in Austin that I wasn't really going to get to today. I knew it was coming. A firebombing of a synagogue. They're trying to connect it to me. Predicted this would happen, and I'm not going to feed in to the group and organization that we know is obviously involved in this, but let's just say the system's very mad at me. And we've been predicting this would go on, and I'm going to speak to it towards the end of this hour. But Austin Fire Department looking for arson suspect in connection with fire at the synagogue. And so we'll be talking about that. But there's a bunch of these clips. I want to play just a few, then we're going to get our guest. This is a clip of how they're building a Guantanamo Bay, or I guess it's built, in Washington, D.C., for hundreds of people. Here it is.
Guantanamo Bay is a place where terrorists are sent pre-trial, absent due process, to be held, interrogated, abused by the government until they crack and give us what we want. But now they're doing it to us. Now you have a group of people who went to exercise their constitutional rights on January 6th who are being held, absent due process, in a federal prison for an undetermined period of time. They're being held under egregious conditions.
I was incarcerated at first in a special unit, and the first thing I noticed about it was full of black mold. So, and even in the drinking water that came out of your sink, you could see the black mold down there.
And then you punished them by letting the guards physically assault them?
Brian Samsel, two guards snuck into his cell in the middle of the night, zip-tied his hands behind his back. They pulled him out of the cell, took him down to the end where the camera's showing. He followed instructions. They proceeded to beat the man to the point that he now has lost sight in one eye. And when I woke up the next morning, another friend of mine said, "Hey, Ryan's in trouble. Go down to his cell and check on him." I went down there, got him to turn around, and his whole face looked like hamburger meat.
People are being tortured.
And it gets a lot worse than that. They've now declared the American people are terrorists in Biden's official national announcement in June. And they're just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. Solitary confinement is another very serious form of torture that's going on. So, Doctor, thank you for coming on with us. A lot is unfolding. A lot is coming out. More is coming out in a few days and came out previously in a few weeks. What do you make of the reception to Tucker's documentary that you're such a big part of and an advisor on, and what you think the next moves are going to be by the establishment? Because they're very upset that you and others are exposing, Tucker's exposing, their next big move, obviously, before the midterms, is a false flag or provocateur event.
Yes, well, first of all, thanks for having me, and thanks for covering this from the very beginning. And it's one of those things, like the media freaks out routinely about a number of things, some trivial and some not so trivial, but there are few narratives that have generated such a severe and prolonged media and regime freakout as the narrative that there were government operatives inciting on January 6th. You saw something similar when Revolver.News came out with its first piece laying out this argument. It seems like every fact checker in the country, and now it seems like fact-checking is one of the few growth industries left in the United States. Thousands of fact-checkers, they put their pencils down from, going after the latest COVID fact-check to, going to Revolver News saying, here's why Revolver's wrong. Of course, they failed at that. But it was a complete freak-out, the likes of which it really haven't seen since the Trump days.
Oh, you definitely hit a nerve. Tucker hit a nerve. Yeah. They are squealing. Methinks they doth protest too much.
It's really amazing. And we saw a reprisal of this with the Tucker show. But what's remarkable about the Tucker show, at least with the first Revolver.News piece, you had a piece that came out. You had these midwit, low IQ, quote unquote, fact checkers do their best. And it's amazing with the resources they have, just how lousy their attempt at a fact check actually.
Well, that's right. They fact checked a 3-part series they'd never seen.
Right. No, and that's what I was getting to is that for this one, at least for the Revolver one, they can pretend to have read it. For the Tucker one, he literally just sent out a trailer which was hugely popular. It garnered, I think now it's at 3.2 million views. It clocked millions of views very quickly. In fact, Twitter had to roll out special features in order to increase the friction because people were spreading it so much. But the freak out was intense before anyone ever watched it. They heard the term false flag. They knew that he was going to be giving a huge national platform to the one narrative that the regime, that the government, and its apparatchik lackeys in the regime media don't want the American people to hear or entertain. And that's that January 6th was an inside job in key respects. The key people in the major militia groups imputed to 1-6 are protected mysteriously by the federal government, and there's pretty clear evidence of agents provocateurs. And that's a lot of the stuff that's covered in the Tucker documentary and in the various Revolver.News investigative pieces.
Well, I know this. It's just like now ABC News, NBC News, even Fox News, Chris Wallace says, no one's preaching critical race theory. Funny, I have all the textbooks, the training manuals, AT&T's doing it. It's super racist garbage. We have it. They're doing it. It's all over the country. It's taught right here in Austin. And it's the same thing saying there's no false flags or no federal provocateurs. They just got caught, as you write about, in Michigan, the FBI completely running it. I mean, so them trying to deny the stuff they're doing is just not working.
It's not working. It shouldn't work. Unfortunately, it's working more than it should just because they have the megaphone still. We have something, and, credit to Tucker, we have an alternative media, which is a hugely powerful, and you're a huge player in that. But in mainstream cable television, Tucker Carlson is the only person in all of American media willing to touch this narrative.
He's the Lone Ranger.
He's the Lone Ranger. And the fact is, like, people talk about media as, oh, there's the marketplace of ideas, or they think of the information economy. It operates like they learned the free market does in Econ 101. If that were the case, every single person at Fox News, every person at MSNBC, CNN even, they would be itching to have me on to talk about this because it gets huge ratings because there's intense national interest in this story. But curiously, nobody's interested in this hugely popular story. Only Tucker has the guts to cover it on mainstream cable news.
And he didn't just cover it. He knocked it out of the park. I mean, it's very powerful. This is better than the stuff you see on HBO, and it's all documented because I lived it. Stay right there, Doctor. We're going to come back with you to lay out more of this and play more clips and look at some of the provocateurs. Red-handed saying, attack, go in, get everybody. And one of them's being paid $90,000+ by CNN and other networks to lead it. I mean, we caught them red-handed. Did they provocateur a few short bus people? Yeah. We'll be right back.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
What an incredible time to be alive. You know, it's hard doing my job, and it's hard getting attacked and lied about, and it's hard to see the media take things I've said and done out of context and then try to destroy me, but it's very satisfying to know that there are people out there like Tucker Carlson. It's very satisfying to know there are people out there like Joe Rogan, who's now fully awake. It's very exciting to know there are people like Dr. Darren J. Beatty, who helped President Trump during his administration and is helping America even more now. But this is a big deal. to have a three-part series with millions and millions and millions and millions of viewers, it'll have tens of millions before it's done, to raise consciousness about one of the main tricks that authoritarian governments and regimes pull throughout history. World War II started with a false flag when Hitler attacked his own radio station in Gliwice on the border with Poland. That's declassified. It came out of the Nuremberg trials. The Gulf of Tonkin got us into Vietnam officially in 64. That was declassified in 2004. The examples of this go on and on. Operation Northwoods was a proposal to attack the U.S. to go to war with Cuba and the Soviet Union. Kennedy said no. They killed him soon after. So this is a big deal. This stuff goes on. And I've experienced it, and let me just briefly tell you what's going on. There are white supremacist groups that clearly you track them. They're totally connected to the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Democratic Party, Antifa, which is really German intelligence, always has been. I just learned from Oklahoma City that German intelligence was heavily involved in that. Because when you attack your own country, you want to use an outside group to do it, so there's even a bigger firewall, you understand? And I mean, I told my security people, I said, I would look for firebombings of us and or leftist targets at the same time by these people and some of the connected groups. Indeed, Austin Fire Department looking for arson suspect in connection with fire at synagogue. And again, you've got multiple groups. You've got patsy groups. You've got decoy groups. You've got real white supremacists that have been lured in and are being run by the feds, just like you saw with the Whitmer kidnapping plot. And they're just trying to get one of their idiot members wound up to do something like this and then directly tying it to us. And I'm going to leave it at that. But that's what's currently going on. People burning big swastikas in the middle of the road and saying, we're here for Alex Jones. Alex Jones told us to do it. And then you get the firebombing going on, I'm sure, by a different organization or group. And so that's the type of things going on right now. So that's how real this is, and we're entering the season of this when the left is totally desperate, the globalists are desperate, and when Bill Clinton was 20 points behind in 1995, he then bragged in 1996 on Air Force One in front of the whole media that he owed his 96 re-election to the Oklahoma City bombing and how that was blamed on talk radio and conservatives. And so that's why the Elohim City, Southern Poverty Law Center, ran that compound. Informants said that the feds were basically running the attack, let it happen, and that even came out in court. So, Dr. Beatty, please continue.
Yes, well, absolutely. Like we were saying, the effect that this narrative has had, I don't think we can explain it simply by confining the issue to 1-6 itself, however big this is. And I think, I guess it's worth saying, why does 1-6 matter? Yes, it's about the prisoners being held unjustly in Abu Ghraib-like conditions. Yes, it's about the people who are present who are being treated unfairly. But in a much larger sense, it's about 70, 80 plus million Americans who are Trump supporters or simply don't like the direction that the American regime is going, who are effectively cast as domestic terrorists by their own government on the basis of the false narratives surrounding 1-6. That's one thing, and that's frankly big enough. That's big enough to explain the extreme public interest in this on one hand and the extreme freak out on the part of the government and the media on the other hand when we expose this and when Tucker exposes this. But I think it's even bigger than that, because up until this point, unless, you know, people who are regular viewers of your show, they're more informed than the average public. But I think it's safe to say that the average conservative until very recently, until just several years ago, it wouldn't occur to someone like that, that the government was involved in these kinds of things, that the government was capable of setting up its own citizens. And in fact, has a long history of doing exactly that. Quite the contrary, conservatives tend to want to venerate institutions of authority like the FBI, like the CIA, like the DOD and so forth. And conservatives are just getting a taste, a very bitter taste of what the government actually is, what it does, what it's capable of, the entire national security apparatus. And they're reacting accordingly. And I think that's something that really freaks out the media. They don't want people to look at the lies of 1-6 and start to ask, what other events have they been lying to us about? What other events has Merrick Garland been lying to us about? Because this is not Merrick Garland's first rodeo, as I pointed out. He's been on the domestic terrorism beat for decades now.
That's absolutely right, and we cannot stress enough that this is a total rebranding from Al-Qaeda or the Russians or the Chinese. You know, there's actual real groups, radical Islamics, you name it, which they've overblown and used to take away a lot of our rights. And a lot of real liberals like Jonathan Turley, law professors, warned 20 years ago, Patriot Act will be used on Americans. And since then, it has been expanded, and now they're not just saying it's going to be used. They're saying the main focus is the American people, and they're doing things that civil rights groups decried when it happened to, you know, members of Al-Qaeda. But now it's happening to us, and the left is praising us. So this is very, very dangerous.
Yes, no, it's extremely dangerous. And again, you know, where a lot of people on the right are dispositionally inclined to look at the national security state as their friend, as the, you know, the military, the DOD as their friend, even as the FBI is their friend. Well, things have changed. It probably wasn't like that ever, but if it ever was, it's not like that now. And people are seeing how dramatically that is the case in the specific instance of 1-6, the lies told about 1-6, and more importantly than the lies themselves, what the regime media and the regime itself is the agenda they're trying to shove down our throats on the basis of those lies.
Well, you're right. This isn't about credit, as you know, Dr. Beatty, but people need to understand this is the equivalent of, like in football, a long pass to your receivers. I mean, this is their main move. It's saying we're terrorists, banning our speech, censoring us, and coming at the American people. And they're not beating these drums everywhere and doing all this for no reason. They really intend, I believe, to not let us have real midterms and not let us have a real election coming up in 2024. And they want to bring in a permanent authoritarian state using COVID restrictions as just the training wheels.
Yes, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And if I could break a little bit of news here on air with you, Revolver.News just ran a piece, exclusive Revolver News pieces, that Congressman Matt Gaetz and many other members of Congress have just issued a demand to Attorney General Merrick Garland, who's been avoiding their questions, sidestepping their questions. Their demand is very specific. They want to know whether any individual who's listed in the FBI's original most wanted for January 6th, they want to know if anyone who is listed on that most wanted list and who's been taken off has any prior relationship with the federal government as an informant. And this is directly related to a specific individual that we covered in an extensive investigative piece called Ray Epps, who can be seen on video everywhere, seemingly inciting the mob, saying we need to go into the Capitol up to the day before. He was one of the first 20 people that the FBI put on their most wanted list. And then curiously and very quietly, months later, after Revolver's story saying, hey, let's look at the Fed's role here, they take his face.
Dr. Beatty, that's where I was going next. This is huge breaking news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Research this and come out with this incredibly bold and accurate and well done and truthful maverick transmission that is the plot against the people. I haven't watched part three yet, but I'm going to be watching it this evening with my wife and children. Doc, recap the big announcement. The article just went live 10 minutes ago while you were on air with us at your Revolver. The inside scoop, members of Congress getting together and saying, we want specifics now on the individuals that have not been arrested that were there leading the attack on the Capitol.
Yes, and so in the previous questioning of A.G. Garland, as you probably saw, Congressman Massey really elevated the question of Ray Epps to the national stage when he posed a question to Garland, said, hey, see this guy in the video calling for people going into the Capitol? What's the deal with this guy? And Garland sidestepped it with the usual deflection, saying, oh, we can't comment on any ongoing investigation. And so in Revolver News's extensive piece on Epps, we suggested a question that couldn't be evaded so easily. And that's a question that now I can say is breaking news in this Revolver piece. Congressman Gates has asked in an official letter to the Attorney General that's been signed on by a number of really hard-hitting members of Congress, including Massey, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Gohmert, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and others. And the question is, following January 6th, were there people that you took off of any of the most wanted lists that were federal assets or federal agents? If so, did any of the decisions to remove those people come as a consequence of cooperation between the federal government and the people that were animating the violence? We look forward to your truthful and transparent response. Now, that is not a theoretical question. That's a question that is specific to one person, to the only person in the mountains of video documentary footage of January 6th and 5th, the only person to say we need to go into the Capitol, to say it repeatedly, to say it the night before, to rouse people, all different groups with different interests, to refocus them on the stated mission of going into the Capitol. The same man, Ray Epps, who is seen right at the barricades as Trump was speaking, before the whole crowd came in, who is seen at the barricades, he whispers into somebody's ear, and that somebody 2 seconds later breaks down the barricades for the first time. Incidentally, that person who broke down the barricades is the person in the clip you showed from the Tucker film who got beaten up in prison. That guy's in prison getting beaten up. The guy who appears to be one of the key orchestrators of that initial breach, nowhere to be seen. The feds put him on their most wanted list. The day after, Revolver ran a major report exposing certain elements of possible Fed involvement. They scrubbed him, and we've heard nothing since.
What did you think of how the film handled Epps and tracked him down and all that?
No, I thought it was very strong, and I'm glad that most recently people have followed up on all the reporting on Epps, tracked him down at his ranch, and say, hey, you know, what's the deal with you? Of course, you don't get any answer from him, but it's encouraging to see that people have taken an interest in this, and I think part of the reason that the Epps piece specifically has taken off so much is that there's just such a natural virality to the videos. I think there are other cases that Revolver has covered that I think are equally important and maybe even more so and more suspicious, but the virality of the video pertaining to Epps and his behavior on January 5th and January 6th is so powerful, it's so direct, it's so explicit, and any ordinary person watching this, especially after seeing the people just holed up in prison for comparatively very trivial things, you have to ask, what's the deal with this guy?
Why absolutely. But also look at Jade Next. They let him out of jail and we're going to drop it until we all made a big deal about it. First it's 40,000, then 70,000, then 90,000. Now we're learning more, paid by CNN and others. He's on the next day with Anderson Cooper. He's got this female he's on video saying, I told you we were going to do this. I told you we were going to take it over. He's telling everybody, burn it down the day before, burn it down that day. He's Antifa. And then they have the gall to say, oh, there was no Antifa there that day either, even though we have them putting on Trump-style gear over their black uniforms in the woods.
No, very, very good point. Jaden X is an important figure whom we cover also in the piece on Ray Epps. He's seen in various clips standing next to Ray Epps. Ironically, Ray Epps's remarks are so egregious and explicit that even Jaden X says, I don't know, this is a little bit too fed for me. But one sort of footnote to what you've said about Jaden X is that initially, a lot of the right seized upon Jaden X and his affiliation with Antifa groups to say that, oh, look, it was Antifa doing this. And there might be some truth to that, but I think it's worth pointing out what we cover in the article, which is that Antifa is a horrible organization. In the grand scheme of things, Antifa is a paramilitary force for the corrupt establishment, but still you have a lot of just miscreant types in Antifa, and they do have a suspicion to law enforcement and infiltration themselves. And in fact, a lot of the earliest literature basically exposing Jaden X's bizarre associations with government
was Antifa.
Comes from Antifa. And
sure,
so
let's be clear. Yeah. To say this was an Antifa attack is to cover up that it's a deeper deep state leftist Justice Department operation. I totally agree with you.
Let's cut out the middleman. The guy who was apparently Antifa was infiltrating Antifa just like he was infiltrating the other group.
Absolutely.
Cut out the middleman. All roads lead to the feds themselves.
All roads lead to the feds. I haven't seen part three yet. Have you seen it? I can't wait to see it.
I've not seen it yet. I hope to see it tonight as well.
All right. Dr. Beatty at revolver.news, at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter. Thank you so much. You got 60 seconds left. Any closing comments?
Well, my closing comments are I hope that as people look at 1-6 and start to ask questions about 1-6, they'll take a broader perspective and start to look at what the government's been doing, because this didn't happen yesterday. It didn't happen months ago with Michigan. It's been going on a very long time. So wake up, learn the history of it. You've been great on covering this stuff, Alex. So I hope people dig into the archives and, for starters, look into Oklahoma City, which might be a very interesting thing, and that actually features none other than Merrick Garland, who took a key role in that case.
So absolutely.
A lot of interesting things to come.
And as much as they've done in the past, they're clearly building up now for this to be the whole new authoritarian system in America. This is the war footing. This is the U.S. policy. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not radical Islam. It's us. And again, I'm just really glad that you and Tucker Carlson, the general public, are on this case. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
There goes Dr. Beatty. All right, folks, we're going to come back in the next hour. And guess who I got on? Judge Andrew Napolitano, to get into all of these other big subjects and the election that just took place in Virginia and other events and where he sees all of this craziness going. That is coming up next hour. Separately, please continue to realize that when you tell your email list or your text message list or your friends or Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, whatever, about the show and about freeworldnews.tv, that's the link they're not censoring as much, and infowars.com/show. Hey, Alex Jones is still on air. Hey, Alex Jones has got incredible guests. Hey, the forbidden information they don't want you to know about all of it from the guy that exposed it all first is still on the air. They're trying to shut it down. They don't want you to listen to it. Tune in and then tell others and tell them to tell others. And it creates the chain reaction. So, everybody listening, that was a powerful interview. Robert Barnes, powerful information, life-saving. Only way it gets out of the fam zone. The millions we're reaching are a lot of people, but there's billions we want to reach. The only way we get out of this cage of control is you. You are the ambassadors. You are the emissaries. You are the missionaries that carry the truth out there. So, Infowars.com/show, freeworldnews.tv, band.video, it's all up there, amazing contributors, and store-wide free shipping, double page rate of points running right now for the first 2 weeks of November. Ultimate bone broth, so incredible for your body, back in stock, upgraded, even stronger, even better, 20% off. Ultra 12, incredible vitamin B12 it does for your whole body, your libido, your stamina, your energy, your immune system, 60% off, unprecedented. Sold out for 8 months. Brain Force Plus, the clean energy for your brain, nootropic. It's all available. It's 50% off, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. All right. Woo! I got a few more clips from Tucker's show that I want to hit. Then we're going to get Judge Andrew Napolitano on straight ahead. He's on in about 6 minutes. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.